Krita, that she dressed in early 60s style, that she took samples of our tap water, but I had remained silent on the fact that she had afterwards begun to make startling revelations to me and had vanished without a word before reaching the end. Krita Kano's story had been too far out. I could never have recreated the nuances and conveyed them to Kumiko, and so I had not tried. Or then again, Kumiko might have been less than pleased that Krita Kano had stayed here long after her business was through and made all kinds of troubling personal confessions to me. And so that became another one of my little secrets. Maybe Kumiko had the same kind of secrets and was keeping them from me. With my own fund of secrets, I was in no position to blame her if she did, of course. Between the two of us, I was surely the more secretive. She tended to say what she was thinking. She was the type of person who thought things through while speaking. I was not like that. Uneasy with these ruminations, I walked towards the bathroom. The door was wide open. I stood in the doorway and looked at Kumiko from behind. She had changed into blue pajamas and was standing in front of the mirror, drying her hair with a towel. "About a job for me," I said. "I have been thinking about it. I've asked friends to be on the lookout, and I've tried a few places myself. There are jobs out there, so I can work any time I decide to work. I can start tomorrow if I make up my mind to. It's making up my mind that's hard. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure if it's okay for me to pick a job out of a hat like that." "That's why I keep telling you to do what you want," she said while looking at herself in the mirror. "You don't have to find a job right away. If you're worried about the economics of it, you don't have to be. If it makes you uneasy not to have a job, if it's a burden to you to have me the only one working while you stay at home and take care of the housework, then take some job, any job for a while. I don't care." "Of course, I'll have to find a job eventually. I know that. You know that. I can't go on hanging around like this forever, and I will find a job sooner or later. It's just that right now I don't know what kind of a job I should take. For a while after I left, I just figured I'd take some other law-related job. I do have connections in the field. But now I can't get myself into the mood. The more time that passes, the less interest I have in law. I feel more and more that it's simply not the work for me." Kumiko looked at me in the mirror. I went on. "But knowing what I don't want to do doesn't help me figure out what I do want to do. I could do just about anything if somebody made me, but I don't have an image of the one thing I really want to do. That's my problem now. I can't find the image." "So then," she said, putting her towel down and turning to face me, "if you're tired of law, don't do it anymore. Just forget about the bar exam. Don't get all worked up about finding a job. If you can't find the image, wait until it forms by itself. What's wrong with that?" I nodded. "I just wanted to make sure I had explained to you exactly how I felt." "Good," she said. I went to the kitchen and washed my glass. She came in from the bathroom and sat at the kitchen table. "Guess who called me this afternoon?" she said. "My brother." "Oh? He's thinking of running for office. In fact, he's just about decided to do it." "Running for office?" This came as such a shock to me, I could hardly speak for a moment. "You mean for the Diet?" "That's right. They're asking him to run for my uncle's seat in Niigata." "I thought it was all set for your uncle's son to succeed him. He was going to resign his directorship at Dentsu or something and go back to Niigata." She started cleaning her ears with a cotton swab. "That was the plan, but my cousin doesn't want to do it. He's got his family in Tokyo, and he enjoys his work. He's not ready to give up such an important post with the world's largest advertising firm and move back to the wilds of Niigata just to become a Diet member. The main opposition is from his wife. She doesn't want him sacrificing the family to run for office." The elder brother of Kumiko's father had spent 4 or 5 terms in the lower house representing that electoral district in Niigata. While not exactly a heavyweight, he had a fairly impressive record, having risen at one point to a minor cabinet post. Now, however, advanced age and heart disease would make it impossible for him to stand at the next election, which meant that someone would have to take over his constituency. This uncle had 2 sons, but the elder had never intended to go into politics, and so the younger was the obvious choice.
Now the people in the district are dying to have my brother run. They want somebody young.